Alice was obviously scared and worried about his behaviour. Alice told the officer that she didn't want him arresting. She could not have known that she would pay for that decision some 5 days later. And nobody knew at that point the level of stalking and offending behaviour. He was completely obsessed with her. He did not want that relation to end. And once it did end, his stalking escalated. He couldn't let go. And his view is if he couldn't have her, no one could have her. We know that he came down 2 days earlier of the evening of the 10th. He took a photo of Alice's bathroom window. And the question will always be there for me, you know, was he planning actually to do this? He's been able to dispose of the knife. He's disposed of Alice's phone. He's been able to clean himself, change his clothing, concoct a story to give to police. It shows the calculated, measured bloke that he is. He knew what he was doing. This wasn't a who done it, it was a how done it. Tremaine Dillon has shown no remorse for his actions. He killed a much-loved, innocent young woman. And from the very beginning, he's told lie after lie. And that's continued throughout the court case as well.